This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Ballots will start arriving in mailboxes this week for the 2013 Colorado general election. There are two statewide questions facing voters this year, and both involve taxes. Amendment 66 seeks to raise income tax rates to fund public education. Proposition AA would set tax rates for the sale of recreational marijuana. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about the measure.
Amendment 64 paved the way for recreational marijuana. It also tasked state lawmakers to enact an excise tax on marijuana sales to fund public school construction, but any tax increase needs voter approval, which brings us to Proposition AA. Jody, there are actually two taxes within this proposition. Let's start first with the excise tax.
Okay. The excise tax is set at 15%. And they're anticipating that if Proposition AA is approved, approximately $70 million a year in additional revenue will be coming into the state. And $40 million of that is going to be going into a fund for public school capital construction. And anything after that will go towards regulation of marijuana.
Now, lawmakers didn't think that that would be enough in terms of regulation. That's why they added a second component to Proposition AA, which is a 10% sales tax. This money would be earmarked for regulation. And just what regulation are we talking about?
We're talking about a whole range of things, everything from labeling marijuana to public safety issues regarding sales of it, regulations of retail shops, and enforcement and testing as well. And this has been a problem with the regulation of medical marijuana. An audit of that was found to be deficient last year, and people were really outraged that it had gotten so out of line. So I think regulators this time are looking to really make sure that recreational marijuana is highly regulated throughout the whole state.
So that adds up to 25% in state taxes under Proposition AA, but local cities could also implement taxes of their own on top of the state's existing sales tax. Is that correct?
And that's one of the main issues that's separating a lot of people from not supporting this measure. Denver is looking to add a 3.5% initial sales tax, but under rules made by the Denver City Council, it could be raised as high as 15% in the future. And different communities and different cities across the state, it's up to them to regulate how much they want to put in for an additional sales tax. And a lot of these communities are adding something to go on to the other statewide taxes. And it's divided a lot of the people in the marijuana community as to whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
That divide that you alluded to, it is interesting that the two main groups that worked so hard to get Amendment 64 passed, they were allies last year. Now apparently they're at odds over this issue of taxation.
One of the groups, Normal, which has been active for years and was a proponent of the legalization of recreational marijuana, is against this Proposition AA. And they point to the fact that when the legislature dealt with this measure, it established an excise tax, but it didn't require an additional sales tax. And they think also that there's too much money going into the state coffers and that it might even defeat its purpose and put people back into looking for marijuana from the black market. On the other hand, you have a group called Sensible Colorado and a lot of the proponents as well who back this measure who say that, look, we got it passed, now we have to be careful that it's regulated fairly and that we don't make many mistakes. A lot of other states, including Washington, which also passed recreational marijuana, are watching us. So we need to be responsible and do the right thing with our tax measures.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.